What is up, greetings friends? Welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado, registered pharmacist number 12275. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and to your well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 26 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and high blood pressure and obesity and skin diseases like acne and psoriasis and eczema and rosacea, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds. Recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system, it is designed on a divine basis to heal and renew itself moment to moment, day by day, and while some folks may call that a miracle, this healing, renewing, regenerating system is really just the way the body works, business as usual for the human body. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, we're here for you on The Bright Side. We welcome your phone calls at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Try to get on board early. We always end up with a full board, and invariably we don't get to all our calls. It's first come, first serve, 855-660-4261. If you have questions about prescription drugs, you want to get off your meds, you want to start a nutritional supplement program, questions about the longevity products, success stories, or if you just want to contribute to the conversation, 855-660-4261 is your number. You can also head over to my website if you want to learn more about the longevity products, brightsideben.com. We have a shopping cart up there with all the longevity products, including the BTT, my personal favorite, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, multivitamin mineral complex powder. You add it to water, sip on it all day long. It's a great source of the B vitamins and vitamin C and vitamin A. It all is in a liquid format, so it's easy to absorb, especially if you're dealing with digestive issues. The Beyond Tangy Tangerine can be your best nutritional friend. You can lose weight with it, lower your blood pressure. It's a great appetite suppressant, keep you from snacking in the middle of the day. If you're a diabetic and you tend to get the munchies in the middle of the day and you want to get some snack foods or some bread or pasta or sweets, the BTT can be a real help. A lot of times we snack in the middle of the day just because we want nutrients, just because we want micronutrition and the food doesn't provide it. And this is why nutritional supplements can be so helpful in the BTT. Fits the bill perfectly. You can find out all about it at brightsideben.com. You can also call the Brightside Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. For you guys with an Android phone, you can get a Brightside app. Thank you, Ted Anderson, for doing that. You can carry the Brightside with you in your car, at work, wherever you go, while you're walking. You can listen to, you can review programs. You can listen to the program. If you missed a program, you can listen to the program you missed. You can also check out all the shows that are on our archive page at brightsideben.com. We also have a website, benfuchsarchive.com, and all the shows are archived up there with the tags that describe the each individual program. Thank you, Peter, in the UK, for doing that. And you can also check out my blog, pharmacistben.com. All right, thanks so much once again for joining us. I want to continue talking about this whole notion of acidity and osteoporosis and pH and ways that you can get that pH of your blood up without having to deal with foods. I'm not a big believer in using foods to raise your pH. I'll tell you what I mean. When I say that here in a little bit. Before we get to all that, I want to quickly address a story that's been hitting the news wires the last couple of days. And it involves phosphorus, our subject matter for the last couple of days, a couple of weeks actually, and phospholipids and lecithin. And it also involves the B vitamin substance choline. There was a study that was published in the New England Journal of Medicine. I think it was published just a couple of days ago. And it supposedly showed that gut bacteria in the large intestine metabolize, break down lecithin and choline into something called TMAO. Some of you may have seen this. TMAO stands for trimethylamine oxide. We'll just call it TMAO. The TMAO, the stuff that comes, that gets processed from lecithin and choline, and eggs and foods that contain lecithin, TMAO is supposedly linked to heart disease. And now the mainstream media is making this huge jump and saying that eggs and lecithin-containing foods and the supplement choline are supposedly not good for your heart. Hopefully I'm not going to hear any doctors parroting this nonsense, but it's in the mainstream media. You do a quick Google search, you're going to find headlines from the New York Times and ABC News and the LA Times, even one of my favorite nutritional publishing houses, New Hope Publishing, the supposed alternative type news outlet. They're all screaming about eggs, how eggs and lecithin and choline, which is a super, super important amino acid. They're all screaming about how these things are linked to heart disease. And this comes out on top of a study that was released a few weeks ago implicating meat and the amino acid carnitine with the production of TMAO. I wasn't going to bring this up because it's just so silly, but I think it's important, especially considering the fact that it seems to be all over the internet, that we address this whole issue of carnitine and choline and TMAO and are eggs heart-friendly or meat heart-friendly? Is meat heart-friendly? With this article that came out a couple of weeks ago, they said carnitine and meat cause heart disease. Carnitine and meat are implicated in heart disease or linked to heart disease. Here's the problem with these kind of conclusions, the way I see it. And this is aside from the very important and relevant fact that all of these substances that we're talking about, choline, lecithin, phosphorus, carnitine, all of these substances that are supposedly so dangerous for your health, they're all made by our bodies. Lecithin is made by our bodies. Lecithin is arguably one of the most important biochemicals in the body. Bile is largely composed of lecithin, and bile is super important for heart health and for overall health. All of these things that are supposed to be so bad for us are made by our body. Now, aside from the fact, and despite the fact that there is voluminous literature published over the course of at least 50 years that support the use of these substances as not only being gentle and non-toxic and benign, but as being very, very, very important for overall health and for cardiovascular health. Lecithin is key for your heart. It's critical for heart health. So are the components in eggs. So is the amino acid carnitine. So is the B vitamin substance like choline. And to say that these things are linked to heart disease is asinine. So here's what I think about this. I'd love to hear what you guys think. Give us a call, 855-660-4261. If you've heard about this study, if you've got questions about this study, I want to know what you guys think. This is what I think. Yes, it's possible the chemicals like TMAO, which are technically a class of chemicals called methylamines, and yes, it's possible that you can have higher levels of these things when you eat certain substances, foods, perhaps vitamins like choline, which are found in foods, lecithin. Yes, it's possible your TMAO levels are going to go up. And yes, it's possible that when these chemicals go up, they can result in a certain amount of blood toxicity. I said, it's possible. It's not proven, but it's possible. I agree. TMAO, it's possible, based on its chemical structure, that there may be some kind of link between elevations of TMAO and compounds like that and heart disease. Fats in general tend to produce these kinds of compounds, and so do some amino acids. Fats and proteins are tricky to process, and they break down into some unfriendly compounds in the short term. Basically, these kinds of materials, fats, lecithin, phospholipids, amino acids, like carnitine, the B vitamin choline, they feed bacteria in the gut. Bacteria like these things just like we do. Bacteria like fats and bacteria like phospholipids and fatty substances and choline and lecithin just as much as we do. They get nutriated from these substances like our cells get nutriated from these substances. That's just how it works. Food can be a problem. Yes, all food. Food is very tricky business. This is what we talk about on the Bright Side almost every day. Food is toxic. All food. It's hard to process. I should say potentially toxic. It's hard to process. And food can produce any food. I'm talking tomatoes, spinach, healthy foods, good foods, eggs, can produce toxic compounds when bacteria start to process them. The act of digestion, even under the best of circumstances, under normal, healthy circumstances, can result in the production of these kinds of wastes. This is why we have to be careful about what we eat and how we eat. But we need to eat. All right, I got more to say about this when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You are listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Butch Paul. Please allow me to share some very exciting and important health news with you. I've been struggling with type 2 diabetes for about 15 years now, and was recently told by my doctor that I was going to have to go on insulin soon. I didn't want to, and Dr. Joel Wallach told me not to. He started me on a program using his Youngevity products that within days started reversing my problem. There's a good chance that Dr. Wallach and his Youngevity products may have saved my life. No matter what your health problems are, folks, Dr. Wallach can and will help you. Check out the products on www.pastorbutchteam.com. That's pastorbutchteam.com. Or call 855-828-8326. Please believe me, you'll be glad you did. That's 855-828-TEAM, 855-828-8326, or pastorbutchteam.com. Check it out. You'll be glad you did.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-800-977-6119. InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. Get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-977-6119. That's 1-800-977-6119. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call. That's 1-800-977-6119. 1-800-977-6119.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Our number 855-660-4261. If you want to get on board, if you've got comments or questions, or you want to know anything about the Youngevity products, if you want to talk about this whole TMAO issue and eggs, yet another article vilifying eggs. Somebody really has it in for eggs for some reason, and I don't know why, because, man, you couldn't pick a more nutritionally dense food for your entire body, especially for your heart. A couple days ago, an article came out in the New England Journal of Medicine that supposedly showed that gut bacteria, so-called probiotics, can convert some of the substances in eggs, the lecithin in eggs, the phospholipids in eggs, into heart-unfriendly compounds, things like something called TMAO, which is a class of substances called methyl oxides or methylamine oxides. TMAO, by the way, is related to something called fish odor syndrome. TMAO is derived from a compound called TMA, and TMA smells like fish. Some folks who can't make TMAO from TMA walk around smelling like fish, and it can be very unpleasant and socially debilitating, unfortunately. It can be caused by liver problems, metabolic issues. Sometimes people are born with a deficiency in enzymes that can cause this. In any case, this TMAO stuff is basically a bacterial waste product. Bacteria will eat lecithin, bacteria like choline, bacteria like phospholipids, and they'll eat this stuff, and then they'll excrete this TMAO. TMAO is an excretory substance. It's a waste substance that bacteria produce from foods. The point is, you can't eliminate the foods because the foods are key, especially foods like eggs and lecithin. We need to eat, and we need to eat well. We have trillions of bacterial cells that live inside us. They live with us. They are our best friends. They're our best nutritional friends because they process foods, they make vitamins, they purify our blood. They help the digestive process. They make good fats for the digestive tract. They fight yeast and other bacteria. They protect us from cancer. And they need to eat, too. And they eat basically what we eat. Anything that we eat is likely to feed these little critters. That doesn't mean we don't eat. And that certainly doesn't mean we don't eat super powerful, healthy foods like eggs and lecithin. But bacteria like eggs, too. And one of the things that these bacteria produce as a result of processing and digesting eggs and phospholipids and lecithin are the methyl oxides, these TMAO-like substances. The methyl oxides, TMAO, there's another one called DMAO. These methyl oxides, these TMAOs and DMAOs that have been linked to heart disease, are the bacteria's excrement. They're the bacteria's waste. They're the bacteria's version of poop. And like all crap, all waste, it's not supposed to be hanging around. That's why the body has many mechanisms for dealing with these chemicals, with these bacterial waste products, the TMAOs and DMAOs, these methylamine oxides. The liver has enzymes for processing them, and most of this stuff is eliminated very, very effectively. When the researchers at the New England Journal of Medicine did these tests, what they did is they fed people eggs, and then they measured the TMAO. They didn't measure it over the course of a day or a week or a month. In fact, I can't even find anything in the article that says how long they measured the TMAO levels, but they didn't measure them over the course of weeks or months or years. They measured them immediately, not taking into account that under healthy circumstances, that TMAO would get dumped out of the body quite efficiently. TMAO is a waste product, but the body has many mechanisms for dumping it out. The liver has enzymes for processing it. Most of it's going to get excreted through your urine. Some of it will get excreted through feces. The reason that elevated methylamines are associated with heart disease is basically the same reason that anything is associated with heart disease, and it has to do with something we talk about all the time. If your TMAO levels are high, that can be a problem, but it's not the egg's fault, and it's not the lecithin's fault, and it's not the phospholipid's fault. And to say, oh, well, TMAO has been associated with heart disease, so you shouldn't eat eggs, is nonsense. If your levels of TMAO, which very well could be a toxic substance for the heart, if they're elevated, blame your digestive system. It's something we talk about here all the time. Yes, probiotics, bacteria, the gut is connected to heart disease. Problems in these areas are connected to heart disease. We talk about this every day. Trimethylamines are not the issue. The issue is bad blood chemistry following a messed up digestive system, a broken down digestive tract. And this is what leads to an accumulation of the waste, of the bacterial waste that comes from food. Don't blame the eggs. Don't blame the lecithin. It's not the fault of the food. Avoiding eggs and lecithin and choline is simplistic and it's silly. In the case of lecithin and eggs, not only are these substances innocent bystanders, They are mother loads of nutrition. They're a gold mine of nutrients that make your heart strong, that make your heart healthy. Nutrients like vitamin A and vitamin D and zinc and precious, precious phospholipids. Don't blame these healthy foods. It's not their fault. What we need to be doing, instead of staying away from these powerful and important foods and supplements, what we need to be doing is fixing our guts, fixing our digestive systems, which is our main theme here on the bright side. It may be the fault of too much food, and we certainly are eating too much food. We don't eat anywhere near the amount of calories that we're getting. But more than likely, what we're talking about here is the fault of a toxic digestive environment, a toxic blood environment that throws off the processing and the elimination of these kind of compounds. Is elevated TMAO and DMAO problematic? Perhaps. Certainly the chemistry of trimethylamine oxide implicates it in poisonous reactions. The way TMAO is shaped as a chemical leads a chemist to believe there could be some problems. The chemistry is set up for DMAO and TMAO being problematic. That's why the body eliminates the stuff. These kinds of chemicals are unstable. That's why we have a liver. And that's why you want to be careful about how we eat. But this is a far cry from saying that eggs or lecithin or choline or anything that we eat in terms of these power foods is associated with heart disease. All right, that's all I want to say about that. If you have comments or if you have any questions about that whole topic, about DMAO and TMAO and lecithin and heart disease, you're welcome to call 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. I got so much more I want to talk about when it comes to acid and osteoporosis, this whole idea of acid blood and alkalizing. Acid blood, if your blood is acidic, it is a sign of inflammation. Blood is not supposed to be acidic. When you have acid blood, when the blood is acidic, remember the blood's got to be slightly alkaline. When the blood is acidic, this is a sign of inflammation, it's a sign of breakdown, it's a sign of disease. Acid blood is not so much the problem, although it is a little bit of a problem. The big issue, however, is why is the blood acidic? And it's not so much to do with foods. I hear a lot about acid foods, acid-forming foods, alkaline-forming foods, and there may be a small amount of truth to some of these people who are saying, oh, you should stay away from the acid-producing foods, guys like Robert Young, who wrote the book The pH Miracle, which, by the way, has a lot of great stuff in it, although I don't necessarily agree with everything he talks about. This idea of just eating acid foods, just eating alkaline foods, that's not really the problem. Blood acidity is not really caused by foods, mostly, although there may be a slight amount of slight connection. Mostly, if the blood is acidic, you're dealing with metabolic disease, breakdown disease, biochemical disease. And guess where that starts? It starts with a broken down digestive system. For the most part, acidity in the blood is inflammation and breakdown, and this is why acidity in the blood is associated with disease, degenerative disease, and osteoporosis included. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. You are listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network, 855-660-4261 is our number. We'll be back after this.
This message dares all fish oil consumers. Yes, many people now take fish oil supplements, but the makers of K48 Plus want you to know it's not what you consume, but how it is absorbed that counts. So we dare you to compare fish oil with K48 Plus. K48 Plus, an omega-3 powerhouse, is made with the highest grade and most potent dose of krill oil available, and is 48 times more easily absorbed than common fish oil. K48 Plus is both a remarkable anti-inflammatory as well as a powerful antioxidant. If you suffer from ailments such as diabetes, COPD, autism, arthritis, depression, migraines, lupus, Alzheimer's, glaucoma, joint pain, high cholesterol, memory loss, or Crohn's disease, you need to see the K48 Plus video at livepremium.net. That's L-I-V-E premium.net. Or please call 208-521-3601. That's 208-521-3601 and ask about K48 Plus. Restore hope, optimize health with K48 Plus.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, we fabricate
Engrave Inc. embeds strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Back on the Bright Side, pharmacist Ben here. Thanks for being here. If you want to learn more about the Ingevity products, head over to brightsideben.com. Take a look at our shopping cart. Take a specially long look at the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. The Nightly Essence is up there. All the kits, all the systems are up as well. The Healthy Start Pack. There's also a Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to make some money selling Ingevity products or start yourself a Ingevity business. Get your products at the wholesale price and help spread the word about the power of a good nutritional supplement program. You can also call the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. For you guys who have an Android phone, I encourage you to pick up the Bright Side app. It's free. You can find it at the App Store. And you can also check out my blog, pharmacistben.com, and hopefully I'll be writing about this whole TMAO issue if I get to it today or tomorrow. All right, our number is 855-660-4261. I think we'll save this the rest of this conversation on blood acidity and osteoporosis, and I'll tell you about coming up on a future Brightside episode. I'm going to tell you a real way to lower your blood acidity, to make your blood more alkaline, that has nothing to do with food, and it's really how our bodies are designed to maintain their alkalinity. There's a system in the body. And some of you guys may know what I'm talking about. There's a system in the body that really is set up to make sure that our blood pH stays at 7.38, which is slightly alkaline, slightly electricity sucking, slightly like an electricity vacuum cleaner. And we will continue that discussion on our next coming up Bright Side episode. 855-660-4261 is our number. Welcome to the Bright Side, Jack in Indiana. What's going on, buddy?
Yeah, you got me?
I got you. What's cooking?
And my name is Jeff. I've been talking to you. Now, I've been dealing with another problem besides my pancreas issues. My left leg swells when I'm on it for a couple of hours. But, I know I go home and I put it up in the air and it goes down. It takes maybe a couple of days to get back to normal.
That's not a good thing, though. Not a good thing, bro. Swelling, clogging. I mean, fluids aren't moving around like they should be, and usually that means that something is activating your defense system, your so-called immune system. Now, I'm trying to think. Your voice sounds familiar. Did we talk to you about OxyContin a couple of weeks back? Was that you?
That was my first call to you about the opiate withdrawals and getting off them. I've cut way back.
Good job. You want to think of addictions to painkillers as a brain phenomenon. In fact, you want to think about all addictions or brain phenomena. An addiction is when your brain writes a check that your body can't cash. Your brain says, go get that OxyContin. Your brain says, go get that sugar. Your brain says, go get that beer or that booze or those cigarettes. And your body says, no, don't go near that stuff. And that's what really addiction is. It's this battle between our brain and our body. So the best way, and I know you're not asking about this, but just for anybody who's out there dealing with some kind of addictive behavior, what you want to do is you want to put your attention into your body and start to pay attention to your body as opposed to your brain. Most of us live in our heads. We live in our minds. We live in our brains. And we do whatever our brains say, no matter whether or not our body is screaming at us. So next time, if you're out there listening and you find yourself addicted to food or addicted to sugar or whatever you're addicted to, and most of us have one addiction or another, see if you can notice a difference between how your brain feels about the food or the booze or the cigarettes or the pills, and how your body feels about the booze or the food or the cigarettes or the pills. And if you can place your attention in the body as opposed to the brain, you may find it easier to wean yourself away from foods or whatever you're addicted to. And I know you didn't ask about that, Jeff, but I just want to throw that out there. As far as your leg swelling goes, it could be due to a lot of things, but the first thing you want to think about is an activation of the immune system, and this could be due to a couple of things. Now, it could be due to something you're putting into your body, or it could be due to something you're not putting into your body. More than likely, it's a combination of the two. Sugar, processed food, white bread, cereals, grains, any kind of food that you have a digestive reaction to, those will activate the immune system, and those can indeed cause inflammation like leg swelling. Secondly, deficiencies in the B complex, deficiencies in certain minerals, that can do it as well. So first and foremost, for any kind of swelling issues, and this is not just for swelling in the legs, but this could also be for restless leg syndrome or any kind of nerve or muscle problems in the legs as well, the first thing you want to do is you want to focus on problem foods. And the way you do that is you look, you search, you try to find digestive symptoms, constipation, diarrhea, loose stools, cramping, bloating, all the things we talk about here on the Bright Side, and then you want to link them up to specific foods. And don't try to think, don't be under the impression that, oh, well, I eat really well and, I'm only eating vegetables, so it can't be food, because you could be reacting to anything. You want to link first you want to find digestive symptoms, then you want to link them up to certain foods. Secondly, you want to use all kinds of digestive support nutrients. Personally, I would be using probiotics. I would be using the digestive enzymes, the ultimate enzymes from Youngevity, as we've said many times in this program. Digestive enzymes have a 1-2 punch for inflammation. They're anti-inflammatory on their own if you take them on an empty stomach, especially for arthritis pain or dental pain or sinus pain or even migraine headaches. That's if you take them on an empty stomach. And if you take digestive enzymes with food, their anti-inflammatory benefits will show up because they'll help your body process foods. Always do your digestive enzymes with a little bit of apple cider vinegar. The enzymes are activated by acid. If you're not making enough stomach acid and you take your digestive enzymes, you're not going to get the full benefit of those digestive enzymes. They won't be activated. And many people are not making enough digestive acid. Folks, do not underestimate the power of apple cider vinegar as a nutritional supplement and as a digestive support aid on its own. Not even talking about with digestive enzymes. Just using apple cider vinegar, if you have gas or you have bloating or you have any kind of digestive discomfort after meals, just using apple cider vinegar can make a huge difference. And Jeff, you said you had a pancreas problem. Well, one of the big problems with the pancreas is it's waiting for acid, for an acid-drenched, acid-coated food to come out of the stomach into the intestine. When we eat food, that food is supposed to be coated with acid, saturated with acid, and that's one of the things that triggers the pancreas. If we're not making enough stomach acid, that triggering is not going to occur. So using digestive acid supporting supplements like apple cider vinegar or betaine HCL, which is another acid supporting supplement, these can help the pancreas tremendously. So apple cider vinegar, digestive enzymes can also be helpful. Then there's supplements that you could take specifically for inflammation, specifically for the circulatory system. One of the all-time great supplements for the circulatory system, for opening up blood vessels, for keeping things moving as they should be, is niacin, vitamin B3. You'll get a little bit of niacin in the Beyond Tang Tangerine and the Ultimate Daily. Most nutritional supplements, most of the longevity nutritional supplements will get you a little niacin. But if I had a circulatory problem and I had swelling issues, I'd be using 100 milligrams of niacin, 100 milligrams or so of niacin, time relief, in addition to the entire B complex and niacin. Magnesium can also be very helpful. Get on the OsteoFX. Make sure you're using around 1,000 to 2,000 milligrams of magnesium a day. Make sure you're getting all of your electrolytes, potassium, calcium, magnesium, sodium, chloride. All these electrolytes can help with the circulatory system. They're very, very important for keeping things moving as they should. The Beyond Tangy is a great way to get electrolytes. In fact, that's one of the reasons this Beyond Tangy Tangerine, this BTT, excels as a nutritional supplement is because of its electrolytes. The regular Tangy Tangerine will have electrolytes. Vegetable juices have electrolytes in them. You should be doing, you know, with all the stuff you got going on, Jeff, you should be doing vegetable juices all day. Get yourself a Vitamix. It's a little bit expensive, around $400 or so, but it's well worth it. Wonderful insurance program, health insurance program of Vitamix. And you want to be making veggie juices and veggie soups all day. Hang tight. A couple more things I want to tell you, Jeff. If you're on hold, stay there. We'll get to you when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Back on the bright side, I am Pharmacist Ben talking to Jeff in Indiana about leg swelling. A couple more things I want to tell you in addition to watching out for problem foods. You know, the lymphatic system is really that's the big problem when it comes to swelling in the extremities. And the lymph is processing toxins and poisons out of the digestive system. So you want to really focus on digestive health and wellness. So all the things we talked about, the apple cider vinegar and the digestive enzymes and staying away from the problem foods is going to be important. The B-complex is going to be important. Magnesium and electrolytes are important. A couple more things I want to tell you before we let you go here, buddy, is fiber. Make sure that you're getting enough fiber, and that's where the Vitamix is going to come in handy. You can make your own vegetable juices with fiber. The Vitamix gives you allows you to keep the fiber where a regular juicer you lose the fiber, and that fiber can be very important for helping your body clear excess fluids. And then make sure that you're getting enough potassium. The Vitamix will also allow you to get potassium as well as other electrolytes, which can help balance out sodium, which may be causing some of that swelling. Sodium retention can keep fluid in the body, and that may be one of the reasons why your legs are swelling. And last but most certainly not least, Jeff, you got to do a little bit of exercise. You got to move those fluids around. You got to move that lymphatic system around. And don't forget deep breathing. When we deep breathe, we move our lymph. It's one of the best ways, and maybe the best way, to move lymphatic fluids around. Make sure that lymph is moving through the body as it should by breathing. Practicing deep breathing and making sure those muscles in your chest and in your lungs, they're called your intercostal muscles, are moving in and out as you do your deep breathing. Tons of stuff you could do, and I guarantee you, my friend, if you do even 50% of what we just talked about, you're going to start to notice the difference and you're going to feel better. All right, Jeff?
Damn storage. But we had to press it until
I five. I'm sorry, say that again?
Which I thought was an issue I've ever heard of my people.
I'm just, buddy, I'm having a hard time hearing you.
3 pieces of furniture. And then the agenda is back down there. I'm not bitching. I just want to hear what he's telling you. Because I don't want to be involved in...
Jeff, I'm having... I cannot hear you, Jeff. I don't know. Okay. All right, Jeff. If you want to call back, you're welcome to call back. I'm having a hard time hearing you, buddy. I'm sorry about that. I hope we helped you out. All right. So let's go to JD in Texas. This is my friend JD.
Yeah, this, man.
Hey, JD, how you doing?
Guy?
I'm doing good. Nice to talk to you.
I'm doing pretty good.
What's going on?
I just turned 78.
Congratulations. Happy birthday.
And, I'm rolling good.
I love
it. I've got a friend. He's a member of Youngevity, and he's not under me, but I'm just a friend of mine. And his wife was diagnosed with Lou Gehrig's disease.
Okay.
Is there anything special that he can do?
Well, everything's special.
Yeah, okay.
No, nothing out of the ordinary, though, because ALS is a breakdown disease. It's an inflammatory disease of the nerves. There's nothing unique about ALS as far as a degenerative disease goes. It's arthritis of the nerves, or it's osteoporosis of the nerves, nerves in the muscles. It's a breakdown disease that's caused by the same thing that causes osteoporosis and that causes any degenerative disease. It's inflammation, and it's a degenerative of the tissue of the nerves and the tissue of the muscles. Number one, avoid anything that is causing inflammation, and that means processed foods. Remember, 90% of what we eat is this kind of ALS causing food. Let me say that again because that's so important. 90% of the foods that the average American eats are ALS causing foods. So we basically have developed an eating strategy that causes ALS. ALS is like any other degenerative disease. It's an eating disease in large measure. So avoiding these processed foods, these dead foods, is your first strategy. Then correcting digestive issues, and I will guarantee you 100% anybody with ALS has also got a digestive issue. Usually it's going to be constipation. So you got to correct. It could be loose stools too, but usually it's going to be constipation. That means toxicity is staying in the body. So anything you could do to improve the digestive system, probiotics number one, the nightly essence from Youngevity. Anybody with a nerve or muscle issue, folks, nightly essence, probiotics, fermented foods. They're so, so important. Aside from helping you process your process foods and produce vitamins, these things are anti-inflammatory on their own. Yes, the nightly essence and probiotics have anti-inflammatory properties on their own. And fermented foods in general, borscht, miso, tempeh, these kinds of foods. Digestive enzymes can be tremendously helpful for folks who have ALS or any kind of inflammatory disease, as we were talking about with our last caller. Take them on an empty stomach and take them with food. The ultimate enzymes are a great digestive enzyme supplement. You can also use pancreatin. By the way, the difference between pancreatin and digestive enzymes is digestive enzymes are just the enzymes. They don't necessarily come from the body. Some of them come from pineapple. Some of them come from papaya. Pancreatin is actually pancreatic juices, pancreatic extracts that do contain digestive enzymes in addition to some other substances. So they're both of them can be very helpful. Lecithin can be very helpful, helping the body process fats. Intermittent fasting for ALS, very helpful. In fact, folks who have ALS or multiple sclerosis, and they're very similar to these two disease states, or any kind of nerve or inflammatory issues of the nerves or the muscles, anybody dealing with these problems will benefit tremendously from, number one, intermittent fasting, number two, eating less food, and number three, using liquid nutrients. Liquid nutrition is unbelievably important for people dealing with any inflammatory issue, but especially nerve and muscle health issues. Soups. Bone soup can be helpful for ALS, vegetable juices, whey protein smoothies, and the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Don't forget about essential fatty acids for all nerve health issues, especially omega-3 fats. Lecithin can be very helpful for folks dealing with ALS. The coating on nerve cells contains lots of lecithin. The coating on brain cells contains lots of lecithin. So any kind of nerve disorders, folks will benefit from lecithin. Any brain health issues, Parkinson's disease, Alzheimer's disease, you'll benefit from these phospholipids. Eggs can be very helpful. The B vitamins, very, very important for all nerve health issues. I'd be using the BTT all day long. And in addition, I'd be using the Ultimate Daily from Youngevity, and it probably wouldn't hurt you to get on a B100 pill. Then vitamin C can be also helpful for all nerve disease issues. High doses of vitamin C, 10, 15, 20 grams a day of vitamin C. There's so many things you could do here. Magnesium, also very important for nerve health issues. I'd be using 1,000 to 2,000 milligrams of magnesium as well. There's so many more things here, JD, but that's a great place for you to start. Understand this, though. Let me just say this real quick, JD. If your friend has ALS, you want to really tell him and reinforce to him and everybody out there listening, if you know somebody who has ALS or MS, please let them know they're not condemned. The body is a healing system. This thing can be turned around, but you got to change your life. The body can turn on a dime, but we got to turn on a dime as well. I'm sorry. Go ahead, JD.
I don't know why. I knew that's what you were going to say.
I say it all the time.
But I needed to hear you say it.
God bless
and
you, JD.
That's essentially what I was thinking that he needed to do. And he can't even get his wife to drink Tansy Tangerine.
Well, you can lead a horse to... You know what, JD?
Uphill battle.
That's JD, God loves people who don't supplement, too. You know, Jesus loves us all, so God bless him. And it's unfortunate, but that's just how it goes. Thanks so much for calling, JD. Appreciate it. Have a beautiful day, bro. All right, real quick, Dave in NY, what is up? What's going on today?
Did you say Dave?
I said Dave. How you doing?
All right, Ben. It's nice to talk to you. I really appreciate you making it really practical and easy for people to understand stuff, you know?
Thank you. Thank you.
I got two situations. I got a friend of mine who just got diagnosed with hepatitis C.
Okay.
Guess it's from way back or whatever. It must have been in him. And he's wants to know if there's any natural
yes, way. Yes, yes, yes. And you know what? We're going to run out of time, so I'm just going to answer this question. If you want to call back tomorrow, I'll be glad to take your second question. But Hep C is an important issue. Hepatitis is an inflammation in the liver. It can be caused by all kinds of things, and each one of these various things, whether it's a virus or it's a bacteria or whatever it is, they give it a different letter. It doesn't matter what it causes it. The fact is that you have an inflammation in the liver, and this is very understandable considering how we live our lives. The liver does so many things. Next to the skin, the liver is the largest organ in the body. It's the largest organ inside the body. It makes vitamins. It processes fats. It processes sugars. And it's extremely important for detoxification. As toxicity builds up in the body, the liver will suffer. The first thing to do with hepatitis is focus on your foods.
It does have Hep C. Is there any difference in what you're saying?
No. The difference is in what's what causes the hepatitis. The hepatitis itself is the same. Dave, I'm so sorry. We're just out of time, my friend. I'll cover hepatitis tomorrow, first thing, or our next show. I'm not going to be doing a show tomorrow, but I'll be covering I'll cover it on our next program that I do for you, and I apologize, Dave. I feel bad about that. I hate leaving people hanging, but that's just how it is. We only have an hour on the bright side. On our next program, we'll continue talking about osteoporosis, and we'll continue talking about acidity, and then we'll start the program off talking about hepatitis as well. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Check out my website, brightsideben.com. Check out my blog, pharmacistben.com, and stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words: disaster stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words: DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.